Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more live with your girl, Lena Sanders, right here. I'm going to be with you until the 8 o'clock hour, so make sure you stay tuned in to me and stay locked right here on the Christian station, none other than Anointed Sounds Radio. Stay tuned. You're still tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here live with your girl, Lena Sanders. I'm telling you, you guys, it's a great day today, and we're going to be praising God all the way through the hour, as I say. Make sure you stay locked, stay tuned into us. We have some great things coming up. I want to tell you about an event that's coming to the ATL, and that's called Cafe Yahweh, a night experience. You want to be in a place. You want to be in the building. There's no other place you're going to be able to receive neo-gospel, contemporary Christian, inspirational, poetry, comedy, all, and food, and much, much more catered food, y'all. I'm telling you, right here, live band experience. It's going to be a Christian night jazz lounge type feel by candlelight right here in Atlanta, Georgia, on October 24th, 2009, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Contemporary gospel is where you need to be, right at Cafe Yahweh. Make sure you stay tuned, stay locked to Anointed Sounds Radio as we give you more details on how to be a part of the Cafe Yahweh experience right here, Anointed Sounds.
Hello, everybody. This is Donald Lawrence, and you're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear you. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that fooled, a life that rejected to go. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We redeem a new one.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let's get back to Eden. Live on top of the world.
Yeah, sing it to somebody. Tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? Right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Yeah.
Your grace.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hints and much, much more right here live with your girl, Lena Sanders. I tell you, that was BB and CC Coast to You, their new hit that's on their new soundtrack. We're going to have them on the show shortly, interview them about their new album. So make sure you stay tuned into us, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. Don't go anywhere. Stay locked. If you want to call and talk to me in chat at 646-378-1119. Again, that's call me at 646-378-1119. Right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more.
You know he's the reason.
Yeah.
Antoine Stanley. Come on, yeah. gets tough. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
Lord knows they change.
to the Anointed Sound Radio Station that's giving you the history of much, much more right here, Lodge Girl Nina Sanders. We have a lot coming up. I tell you, posing a question to everybody. I am posing a question, and my question is, and I hear a lot of people talking about this, and I want to know how many of you actually study the word after you've heard it at church. Many of us just go to church, hear the word, and we just automatically believe what we've heard. How many of you actually go back and do research to make sure that what you actually heard is better than the Bible? So I'm curious about that. And I actually heard some individuals talk about it today, and we're in a session in regards to that, that a lot of things that we do here might not be, or it's a possibility it's not from God, but probably from man. But unless we read it ourselves, then we know actually that is the word of God. When it's time for Judgment Day, you can't say Pastor so-and-so told me this. No, you're held accountable for what you hear and what you read. So how do you go back to hear the word of God and go read it? So I just want you to call me whenever you get a chance. Call me at 646-678-1119. You talk to your girl, Lena Sanders, right here at 646-378-1119 on the Noise Sounds Ready. You're going to go with some Molly music. He's going to say, get right, church. Do it right.
Listen. Church and let's go home.
That
You're still tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. You're live with your girl, Lena Sanders. Earlier, I was posing the question of those who go to church, and do you still pull out that Bible once you leave church? Do we just always believe what's said over the pulpit? Not saying that your pastor or your minister is correct, but do you actually still go back and read to make sure that what they're saying on the pulpit is what God is saying? Because who's held accountable once you go to Judgment Day? I think we have some callers on the line. I think I have area code 912. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? Who I'm speaking to today and where are you calling from?
I'm good. How you doing? Well, I'm actually calling from Savannah, Georgia, and my name is Sierra, but everybody call me, you know, Cece. And I saw that you had a show, so I really was just calling in to listen.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Sierra, for calling in. So, CC, and stay tuned and stay locked to Anointed Sounds. Would you like to shout out to anybody out there?
Just everybody. A shout out to everybody.
All right. Thank you so much, CC, for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. Stay tuned in, okay? For those who are listening to us, you can call us in at 646. You can call in, excuse me, at 646-378-1119. Again, at 646-378-1119. I think I do have a caller on the line. Hello, caller? Hello, caller? Am I speaking to someone today? Hello? Do you just want to listen to the sound of my voice? Hello? All right, well, I guess a lot of people just want to just listen to me today. That's great. That's wonderful. But that's the wonderful thing about Anointed Sounds Radio. You can also just call up this line because some people who are not in the Atlanta area who can't get a good connection from their computers, they can also call in on the line and listen. But if you're just going to listen, don't press the button that says speak to host. Just listen, because if you do that, then we think you're calling for a question and so forth. But stay tuned. Stay locked to Anointed Sounds Radio station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here live with your girl, Lena Sanders. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back and talk about discussion on do you actually go back and read what your pastor has said to you? Because sometimes the flesh, and I'm not saying all pastors do because we have some great and wonderful anointed leaders that are out there, but some come straight from the flesh and they're saying whatever just to please the body. So do you go back and read? Because you're held accountable. I'm just going to let you know you are held accountable for knowing that word. My people with lack of knowledge, what, will perish. So stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hints that much, much more. Stay tuned. Stay locked. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Come on, make some noise here.
you know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what the? And the people of God said, yeah. The people of God said, yeah. Now we serve notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give it the praise.
Yeah. the whole planet.
To Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hit and much more. Live with your girl, Lena Sanders, right here on the big station, the Christian station, broadcasting live out of Atlanta, Georgia. But we are in 82 countries, God bless, and 52 metro areas in the United States of America. So you can always stay tuned. If you want to be a part of Anointed Sounds family, make sure you send a email to ready@anointedsounds.com. Or if you want to get your commercials or advertise with us, send an email to advertise@anointedsounds.com. Do that, and we'll make sure we try to speak with your representatives and get you on this big station right here. But what I was speaking on earlier was how many of you guys, yeah, I'm going to say you guys, and I mean I'm from Louisiana, so I might say y'all, how many of you actually go home and reread your Bible after you've been given a word, church, or on your Wednesday night, at my own Tuesday night? How many of you actually go back to make sure that what is said over the pulpit is what God is saying, or what is really in the Bible? How do you actually know what's going on? Are you a consistent Bible reader, or you just take what the pastor or minister says? And also I pose a question as well, me out there, is church a big business? And I have so many responses on my Facebook page. I put it on there. Guys, call me. I can't read all of your responses. I would love to read every last one of them. Call me. But I'm going to read a few of them. But before I do that, I did say I have a radio shout-out for many people. What's up, Taka Harris? Love you too, lady. I have Dana Gibson. What's up, Dana? Her marketing simulation class. Raymond McCullum out of Chicago, Baltimore. Let me make sure I get that right. Baltimore Mellon. He said he wants to wish everybody a blessing, and to those blood-washed saints of God and those holy rollers and church boys in Baltimore, Maryland. So what's going on, you guys? I'm going to be doing shout-outs all evening, so make sure you do that. But many were saying that church is a big business. That is just a business to have some entertainment, as Nicholas on Facebook. I'm calling you out, Nick, because you need to call me, okay? I can't converse back and forth with you on Facebook. But Nick was saying it's an entertainment place for people to just come in and get entertained versus getting their souls saved, their souls correct with God, just to entertain the body, just to satisfy you. You go home, you just come in and use your tithes as basically as a concert ticket. You're paying for your ticket and you're going home. So is that what church is really all about? Many said it's a big business. Damon, I see you from Damon Young is saying, of course it's a big business. Gary is saying, call in and let me know what's going on. We want to talk about the churches. My big issue is that so many churches have building funds that go on for about 5-6 years. When is this building going to be built? What are we collecting this money for? You know, I like to see progress. You know, I'm a straight-up business person. Anybody know me? I want to see progress. I want to see a building being built. I want to see some foundation, some concrete, some dirt, something laid on the ground, something. You know, but call me right here on Anointed Sounds Radio. You can give me a call right at 646-378-1119. That's 646-378-1119. We have a lot coming up. We have some more Crystal Akins, some Sacred Zone, some Neo Gospel. Yes, y'all. Darlene McCoy, a little bit more Donald Lawrence. That's right, Fred Hammond coming up right here on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders.
Yeah.
about the girl that you've been on the fly. About the woman begging for food to eat. Are we not our brother's keeper? If you got yours, then help somebody else. There's so many people out there need to know that God cares. So don't miss your opportunity to help. The man.
Sounds Radio Station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here live with your girl Lena Sanders. And that was Jill Scott, Living Life Like It's Gold. And y'all know that's my favorite artist. Anybody knows me that I know I love some Jill Scott. Lord knows I do. But we are talking about churches. Is it a big business? Also, the other question I proposed earlier is, do you actually follow up from what you hear at the church? Do you actually go back and follow up? And the scripture that I use is, my people with lack of knowledge shall perish, or will perish. So do you actually do that? And I want to hear from you guys. 646-378-1119. You're blowing up my Facebook page now. I need to hear you on the radio. Call in so we can hear your thoughts and see what's going on, and tell me about what you think about churches and today in the 21st century. Because I'm going to tell you about my vacation. I would say last week I went to go to my godson's birthday party in Alabama, and the church that he attends, it's not a huge church. It's a very, very small church, probably like 40 to 50 members. I'll probably give it 75 members. Just an ordinary church, four walls, nothing big, nothing extravagant. We don't have a huge pulpit. We don't have anything that's just really just out of the ordinary. It's just a church. We come to worship. And what I mean, the anointing from that minister, and I'm going to give his name, Sylvester Mixon in Alabama. I think it's Unity Christian Center Church in Alabama, Pastor Mixon. And what I mean, the anointing in that church is so strong. The Holy Ghost was just hitting everybody. I mean, if you were standing in the middle of the aisle, you would have got knocked out. That's just how powerful the Holy Ghost was. Even the musician was out. So it just amazes me that we have these huge, extravagant buildings, and nothing's wrong with that. Let me tell you, people, nothing's wrong with that if the anointing is flowing down to the members. You know, if the pastor is anointed and he's living a wonderful life, a wealthy life, there's nothing wrong with pastors living wealthy. Okay, let's put that out there. But we want that anointing to flow down to the members, okay? I don't want to see the pastor is just wealthy and your members are just living paycheck to paycheck, living in the project, driving a Humvee to work and so forth, and the anointing is not flowing. There's something right there. There's not a connection. The connection is something's being missed in that ministry. And I want everybody in the church to be saved and everybody in the church to be wealthy, because God has given us the blessings of Abraham. But I have an issue when I only see the leaders in the church being fully blessed and there's nothing happening to the congregation, the flock. So what happened? Does anointing only stop at the flock? I really do have a question about that. That just disturbs me. I've ministered to some people who've homeless, and they've told me they are part of these huge, big mega churches. I'm like, okay, did you go and seek help? Yes, and they told me no. I'm going to be honest with you. I do have a very, very big problem with that. So I think the anointing should definitely flow down to the congregation. And when I was speaking about the church, Unity Christian Center, as I said, the church was just not extravagant. It was just a blessing to be there that Sunday. I love my church. I'm going to put it out there. I love my church. But just to see that we are not worried about a building. We're not worried about how it's going to look. We're not worried about where we're going. We're not worried about any of those things. So it was just amazing. But stay tuned, stay locked. Call me at 646-378-1119, and we'll talk a little bit more. And if you just want to hear my voice, that's great. That's wonderful. Usually I have everybody just blowing up the phone lines. But tonight, if you just want to hear me talk, I'm going to speak my thing. I'm going to do that thing. So right here on Northern Sounds Radio, stay tuned with Delana Sanders live.
A young lady walked up to me with tears in her eyes and said, "James, how did you learn to trust God?" And I began to share with her that I went through some things in my life, even being homeless, and it taught me how to trust Him, and it taught me how to know Him. Come on, fire.
I never had a stormy day, yeah. Then I wouldn't know that You could take my all away.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't know that You could take all my rain away.
Come on.
My friends, they never walked away so far away. Then I wouldn't know that You would always say,
if I hadn't gone through what I went through, Father, I wouldn't know You.
I wouldn't know You like
Yeah. Listen, we got one more verse. If I never had a hungry day.
If I never had a hungry day, cold day, how would I know that you could make a way out of no way?
Come on.
If I never had a broken heart, torn apart, how would I know that you could give me a
way? All the pain,
all the hurt and pain I felt inside, deep inside, you let me know that I could still survive.
That's why I'm thankful. If they hadn't talked about me,
know,
I wouldn't
know. I wouldn't know.
If I never had my heart broken,
know,
if I never cried
I
at night,
know,
I wouldn't know your father.
Know, I wouldn't know. I'm thankful
that I had to go through, because if I never had problems,
you,
let's go.
Jesus,
my healer.
My healer.
I know Jesus, because when I was sick, my provider, when the money ran out, you stepped in and Jesus, my Savior. I was on my way to hell, but you reached down and you, Jesus, my way maker. When I didn't have a way, that's when you came and you.
It sounds radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. Right here live with your girl, Elena Sanders. I tell you, we've been talking about churches. Church is a big business. And do you actually go back and read what you heard over the pulpit? I'm just interested to know. I think I do have a caller on the line. Area code 508. Hello? Caller? Are you on the line? I guess I have a lot of people that just want to listen to the sound of my voice. Hello, are you there? All right, that's okay. Stay tuned and stay locked in on It Sounds Radio. Again, those that are just listening in, make sure you do not press the talk to host button. You can still listen, but when you press talk to host, we think you want to have a question. But that's great. Stay tuned, stay locked to us. But as I was speaking earlier about churches and ministries, and is it a big business? As we look at how it's actually ran, everything in the church has to be in order, of course, so it will be ran like a business, but is that anointing flowing? Is it in operation as what God desired or wanted a church to be? Would God be happy? Will he come back and find his perfect church? Will he actually be pleased with what he sees here on earth? He already knows what's going on, but will he be pleased? That would be my question to those that listen to the sound of my voice. I want some pastors to call in as well. Those who are pastors of churches, call in and let me know your thoughts on this and how church is being ran. We have the mega churches. Like I said earlier, disclaimer put out there, there's nothing wrong with having a mega church. But my thing is the anointing should flow down to the flock, to the congregation. If you still have those in your congregation that are not getting it, they're not connected, then there's something wrong. If they're still living in poverty and you're flying around and doing all your things, and nothing's wrong with that. I'm not speaking, as I said earlier, there's nothing wrong with a pastor being wealthy. Hey, my desire is to be a multi-billionaire, okay? I'm not going to say million billionaire, but my thing is that anointing should flow, that it should flow from the father down to his children, and that's my thing with that. So make sure you stay tuned. Stay locked to Anointed Sounds Radio. Call me at 646-378-1119. Again, that's 646-378-1119. Also, tune into us 24/7 in two countries. Yeah, that's right. We're in 82 countries and 52 metro areas in the United States. And you want to make sure that you stay locked to us 24/7. We're going to give away some tickets. I have tickets to the YGEA Awards. If you like those, you want to stay locked to me. I'm going to be giving those away shortly, as well as coming up on October 24, 2009, it's Cafe Yahweh, a Christian night experience. Cafe Yahweh, a Christian night experience where you can experience neo-soul, contemporary Christian jazz, urban inspirational poetry, all right here at Cafe Yahweh. You can purchase your tickets at cafeyahweh.com. Go to cafeyahweh.com and purchase your tickets right here on the big station, Anointed Sounds Radio. Stay tuned, stay locked right here.
How many of you know that God loves you? And what I like about it is that he shows you over and over again. You showed me
your unchanging love,
and you showed me
that the love does so much
in my soul. Today and every day, it connects like the bond
of the moon and the sun.
You're the breeze of the sea, the life abundantly, the happiness.
You show me
joy. Like the bond
of the moon and the sun.
You're the breeze of the sea, the life abundantly, for happiness,
you show me
joy,
you show me.
You show me your grace because I'm still here.
You show me your
God is a wonderful God. So all those that are listening to this verse, I just want you to know that God is there for you, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the problem may be occurring during this time. I have a lot of my friends on Facebook that are looking for a prayer and looking for guidance and direction, and just let you know that God is there to direct you through every situation, no matter what it may be. You probably can't see it, but he's going to pull you through. He won't put that much on you that you can bear. And if he's allowing it to happen, it's because he knows that you can pull through this thing. You know, he's not going to put it on his children. He's not going to do things to you that are going to hurt or harm you. Sometimes it's put on just to make you strong. And I just want you to know that he's there. Just grab onto him. Hold tight. Just pray that he will fix it for you. Have the faith. Keep the faith. Don't let anybody turn your faith. Don't let that enemy come and say, ah, God is not there for you. He's not going to do it for you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God will always be there for you. You know, the first thing that the enemy take over is control of his mind. Don't allow him to take control over your mind. But it's my God to intervene in that. So I rebuke that thought from the name of Jesus. You know, human. I'm going to have thoughts that are not of God. I rebuke that thought in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to allow the enemy to come and destroy my family. I'm not going to allow the enemy to come in and destroy my friends, my environment, or anything that's around me that will be anointed in the name of Jesus. Anything that I touch or anything that I do is going to prosper. It look like it's going to prosper right now. But let me tell you, God is in control. He's always in control, and he has the final say of everything that goes on in this world. Things happen this for a reason. It's to see the miraculous can do, to let people know that he is God, and he is the one and only God that can do it. Nobody else can do it like him. That's why his name is G-O-D, God, and that's why he sent his son down, his only son, to save us. So don't worry about all the stress and the money that you might not have right now to pay your bills. I know in the natural that we look at things and we look at, like, I got to have my life, so I got to pay this, I got to pay that. But, you know, you just keep it in the hand of man that could just calm the waters and you know, and that could just make everything all right. God is fully in control. And I was asked to play Never Would Have Made It for one of my Facebook friends who wants, and I think he's in the Army, and I think he may be overseas fighting for our country. And I want to pray for those soldiers that are overseas fighting for something that they don't even know what they're fighting for. You know, we thought this war would have been over years ago and still going on. We have families who are disconnected because it's war and losing family members who are not turning from this nonsense. And I want to sit out all this nonsense. So just remember that God is going to cover them. Just make sure that we cover everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice. We have millions of people that listen to Anointed Sound. Just make sure that you pray for our soldiers that are out there, that they're covered in the blood of Jesus, and that God is in full control of everything that's going on out there, no matter what's going on, no matter what people say. God is in control. People, just hold on. just hold on to him. Just hold on to him, and he will make a way for you. He will make a way out of no way. So I just want you to stay encouraged and believe that he will do it no matter what. Just stay encouraged. Just praise him, and no matter what, praise him in advance.
Ups and downs, times when there was no one around. God came and spoke these words to me. Praise will confuse the enemy. Trouble on it.
everybody. You're still tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio. I want to tell you about a great and wonderful experience that's going to happen here in Atlanta, Georgia, called Cafe Yahweh. Make sure you go get your tickets October 24, 2009, the Christian Night Experience, bringing you live band, food, fun, and fellowship, contemporary gospel, urban inspirational poetry, Christian comedy, and much, much more, a whole entire Christian environment, a great place for single ministries, married ministries, professional ministries, all types of ministries. Just come on out to Cafe Yahweh, the Christian Night Experience. Also, listen to our 24-hour Gospel On Demand station. Not only can you listen to us live 24/7, but you can go to the Gospel On Demand station. Let me tell you how great that is. You can click on any song that you want to hear throughout the day. It's all right there on Gospel On Demand. You can play your favorite song. You can click on Marvin Sapp. You can click on Donald Lawrence and play whatever you want. Or you can click on the shuffle key and just play everything that's on the demand station. So make sure you do that at www.anointedsoundsradio.com. That's www.anointedsounds.com. Anointed Sounds Radio, WWJA-FM. I think I have a caller on the line. Caller, are you there? Hello? Caller, are you there? I hear you breathing. But you just don't want to talk to me. But you can, that's okay. You can still listen to me right now. I'll be here just for a few more minutes on Anointed Sounds Radio Live. Stay tuned. Stay locked with your girl, Lena Sanders. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
First giving all the gospel, but of my life I want to testify in different ways than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn, so I threw my hands and stole along.
never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Let the show.
And much, much more. Right here, still luck with your girl, Lady Sanders. I'm about to be out, but you make sure you stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio for all the DJs that are coming up next. Stay locked, stay tuned with us 24/7. Again, we are bringing you contemporary gospel all the way to traditional gospel. Send your request to us at radio@anointedsounds.com. That's SOUNDZ. And we'll try to get your song on. If you're on Facebook, you can contact me at facebook.com/Alaina, A-L-A-N-A, Sanders. And I'll try to make sure I get your song on the air while we're live. So just do that. Stay tuned. Stay locked. I'm out of here. Anointed Sounds Radio. The station giving you the hits and much, much more.